This is 88.9 FM. I'm Jill Roberts. Black History Month is drawing to a close. As part of the state's observance, Fort Pierce resident Mary Ann Carroll was named a feature artist. Her work was displayed in the governor's mansion for the occasion. Carroll is the only female member of the famed Highwaymen, a group of artists so named because they drove up and down U.S. 1 selling their paintings during the Jim Crow days of the 1950s through the 70s. We reach into our archives for a story former reporter Kenrick Thomas did with Carroll in July of 2014.
Mary Ann Carroll started actively painting around the age of 18. She would drive around, going to local businesses and selling her art.
Well, the building was not going to go in and ask to bring them in. Then there was times some said, oh, yeah, let's line them up out there. We'd line them up on the sidewalk.
One day, Carroll was walking down Avenue Q in Fort Pierce, heading to her house, which was on Avenue S. And that's when she saw Harold Newton, a founding member of the Highwaymen, on the side of the street, painting.
And he gave me an 18 by 24 board. It was already shellacked and everything. He let me paint on it, told me what to paint. And then I met the other painters gradually. And I don't think they liked the woman in the ring. But I'm sort of like Mike Tyson, you know, stand your ground.
Carroll and the Highwaymen received great feedback from customers when they purchased their paintings. But there were times when they received racial tension.
I never forget, I went over to Fort Pierce Utility one day. Needed to pay my light bill, but I didn't go there to pay it then. And this guy, I won't call the name, but Mr. Baldwin was the manager of Fort Pierce Utilities. And this guy, other guy, come out trying to get slick. And Mr. Baldwin come out and shut him up. And I never had any more trouble when I went down there.
Carroll raised 7 children as a single parent, and her artwork was a path to provide an income.
Not that they had different daddies, but the daddy just left. So I knew it was still my responsibility, so.
She's happy with the success of the Highwaymen, but Carroll still believes more could have been accomplished.
We don't come together as we should. And there was a thing here in the city that one of the constables said one time, divide and conquer. And this is still being done. We're still being divided. You know, you get 2 or 3 of us over here, and somebody get 2 or 3 of us over there, and somebody get other 2 of us. So we're divided. How's our strength? The most separated you are, the weaker you are.
Carroll now pastors her own church, and she does public speaking for the youth, and she participates with helping battered women.
But it's okay. As long as I can help somebody, my life is worth living.
The help she provides through her paintings is evident in some of the feedback she receives.
And I know a few people, they've come to me in tears because of what my art had did for them. In tears, natural tears, one lady sat right there in that chair and she cried. Several others at art shows have cried. Then how the paintings have brought peace, joy, and whatever in their home. Older people, crippled people, little children, I would always have a token to give them to let them learn to appreciate art.
Carroll continues to make appearances at several art shows, and she still encourages people to purchase paintings by the Highwaymen. For 88.9 FM, I'm Kenrick Thomas.